To the memory of Mrs. Lefroy, who died December the 16th, my birthday. The day returns again, my natal day. What mixed emotions with the thought arise? Beloved friend, 4 years have passed away since thou wert snatched forever from our eyes. The day commemorative of my birth, bestowing life and light and hope on me, brings back the hour which was thy last on earth. Oh, bitter pang of torturing memory! Angelic woman, past my powers to praise in language meet, thy talents, temper, mind. Thy solid worth, thy captivating grace, thou friend and ornament of humankind. At Johnson's death by Hamilton 'twas said, seek we a substitute, our vain the plan, no second best remains to Johnson dead, none can remind us even of the man. So we of thee, unequalled in thy race, unequalled thou as he the first of men. Vainly we search around the vacant place, we ne'er may look upon thy like again. Come then, fond fancy, thou indulgent power, hope is desponding, chill severe to thee. Bless thou this little portion of an hour, let me behold her as she used to be. I see her here with all her smiles benign, her looks of eager love, her accents sweet, that voice and countenance almost divine, expression, harmony alike complete. I listen, 'tis not sound alone, 'tis sense, 'tis genius, taste and tenderness of soul. 'Tis genuine warmth of heart without pretense, and purity of mind that crowns the whole. She speaks, 'tis eloquence, that grace of tongue, so rare, so lovely, never misapplied by her to palliate vice or deck a wrong. She speaks and reasons, but on virtue's side. Hers is the energy of soul sincere, her Christian spirit ignorant to feign, seeks but to comfort, heal, enlightening cheer, confer a pleasure or prevent a pain. Can aunt enhance such goddess? Yes, to me her partial favour from my earliest years consummates all. I'll give me yet to see her smile of love, the vision disappears. 'Tis past and gone, we meet no more below. Short is the...